Hallelujah. Someone that is born to win, lift up those hands and give God thanks tonight. Give him praise tonight and glory. Give him all honor and adoration. Magnify and exalt him. Father, we thank you because I'm born to win. I'm born to reign in life. There's no ordinary person here tonight, so give him thanks for it. Father, we give you praise and glory. Give you honor and adoration. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Is somebody glad to see the last midweek service of the month of April? Hallelujah. To the God that kept you and I alive until now, we don't deserve it. We're just favored. Now, lift up your hands and give him thanks again. Online and on ground, give him praise, give him glory. Appreciate him. Lord, I thank you for the grace you have given unto me to be alive again tonight. I give you thanks and praise. I give you glory and honor. I give you all adoration. Father, thank you. Lord, we exalt your name. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. In Jesus' marvelous name, we have given thanks. Amen. For seeing the last Wednesday in the month of April, make sure you welcome minimum 4 people right now. Minimum 4 people. Tell them congratulations. You made it to the end of April. We see the end of December. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will see the end of November, December, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please be comfortably seated. Teaching series for midweek services that we are rounding up tonight is Understanding the Mystery of Faith. Understanding the Mystery of Faith. And this will be part 4 of it. Understanding the Mystery of Faith. Please take note as we start tonight. Whenever faith comes alive, we said victory comes along. Every time faith comes alive, victory comes along. Also take note, the access to our victory is our faith. If we must be victorious, faith must be in place. And finally, our level of victory is commensurate with our level of faith. Our level of victory is commensurate with our level of faith. If we must be victorious, that is the amount or the level of victory we enjoy is determined by the type and the amount of faith that we carry. That's why the more we grow our faith, the more we walk in victory. The more we grow our faith, the more we walk in victory. Ephesians 6 and verse 16, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Faith is the weapon that keeps the devil out of the equation. Taking the shield of faith, when the weapon of faith is with us, victory is sure. What do we use weapons for? For war. And the better your weapon, the better your chances at winning. And so victory is certain when the weapon we are using is the weapon of faith. He said, faith is the weapon we engage that gives us victory. 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. But those who are born of God that will overcome the world must use a weapon. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith is the weapon that we use to overcome as believers. And faith in what? What type of faith are we talking about? Faith in what the scripture says over what circumstances says. Faith in what the scripture says over what circumstances are proving. Faith in what the scripture says over what circumstances are showing. Psalms 89 and verse 34, it says, my covenant will I not break. nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. And that is God speaking. He said, my covenant, I will not break. In other words, whatever I have said, that is what I will do. It will not change. So faith in what I have said over what is happening, over what is happening, is what commands victory. Faith in what I have said. Isaiah 14:24. The Lord of hosts has sworn. He says, God swearing, saying, surely, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have purposed, so shall it stand. So it's not only about what I have said, it's also about what I think. As I have said, so shall it come to pass. As I have purposed, so shall it stand. Not only what, I don't even have to say it before I do it. Once I think it, it must come to pass. As I have said, as I have sworn, say, it's not a false as sworn saying, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have purposed, so shall it stand. Having faith in the covenant of scriptures commands victory. Faith in the covenant of scriptures. Take a look at this scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. What obedience? Obedience of faith. Obedience in what he says is what commands our victory. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1, it says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe all and to do all Lord's commandments, which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high, hearkening to the covenant of scriptures of faith, or confidence of faith commands victory. The Lord will set you and I on high. Glory to God. And above all nations of the earth. So the difference between the loser and the winner is what weapon they are using. That is in the realm of the physical. And the same thing in the realm of the spiritual. The weapon between the winner and the loser is the type of weapon they are using. And it says the type of weapon that commands victory is the weapon of faith. You have it, you have won. You hold on to it, you are still winning. No one here will lose again. No one in this assembly will be called a loser. What is faith? Very quickly, let's take a look at one definition of faith. What is faith? Faith gives us access to a world of unlimited possibilities. Faith gives us access to a world of unlimited possibilities. What does that mean? Mark 9:23 is what it means. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So he gives us access to a world of unlimited possibilities. It simply means nothing is impossible to a person using the weapon of faith. Nothing is impossible. When faith is at work, nothing is impossible. Lazarus was dead. And when someone said, hey, your friend Lazarus is dead, when something is dead, that means there is no hope. Any dead thing means there is no hope. But look at what Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 4 said. He said, for to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. He says, for a living dog is better than a dead lion. So anything that is dead has no hope. It's only the living that has hope. But what faith does is to change the dead thing and give it hope. Faith can command the dead back to life, which was exactly what happened to blind Bartimaeus. Glory, or Lazarus, sorry. The Bible is speaking in John chapter 11, 39 to 44. Jesus said, take ye away the barrier. Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. In other words, Jesus, don't waste your time. This man is not dead. He's not just dead, he's deadly dead. He had been dead 4 days. Not that he was dead yesterday, not that he's dead today. He's been dead 4 days. Jesus said, and then in verse 40, Bible says, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. In other words, if you believe, then for the believer, nothing is dead. Anything can come back alive. For the believer, nothing is dead. Why? John 5:25. Because of what he said. John 5:25 now. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. So, nothing dies when faith is in place. Do you believe this word, Martha? If you believe this word, then your brother will live again. Nothing dies with faith. Anything that is called dead in your life, I command it resurrected again right now. Faith gives us access to unlimited possibilities. That means there is no unpleasant case that faith cannot reverse. No unpleasant case that faith cannot reverse. Mark's Gospel chapter 10 and verse 27. And Jesus looking upon them said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things. Did he say some things? Did he say most things? All things are possible. It may be impossible with men, but there is no impossible situation with God. But our faith must be in place to make what God say happen. God can do anything. God is ready to do anything. But until our faith is in place, God will not do anything. Faith is what commands God to do anything. God can do anything, but our faith must be in place. Glory to God. What is faith? Very quickly, number two. Faith provokes the healing power of God that makes whole. Faith provokes the healing power of God that makes whole. Or that is the mystery of faith, because that is a mystery. Faith provokes the healing power of God that makes whole. Luke's Gospel 8, 43 to 48. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her life living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. That is, everything changed. Everything stopped. So faith provoked the healing power of God that makes whole. Now, that is one level of faith. Take a look at another level of faith. Now, Matthew 14, 35 and 36. And when the men of that place heard what happened to the woman with the issue of blood, what happened? They sent out in, and they had the knowledge that it was coming to their place. They sent out into all that country roundabout and brought unto him all that were diseased. And they gave them one simple instruction and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. Sir, you don't need to pray for them. Sir, you don't need to know them. They will only touch the hem of your garment, and as many as touched were made whole. As many as touched were made whole. So faith says you don't need to know me. Faith says you don't have to pray. That is, the person you are going to does not have to pray. Faith says, I just need to provoke the healing power by touching the hem of your garment. All I need to do is touch the hem of your garment. You don't even need to know my name. You don't need to pray for me. All I need is touch the hem of your garment because I know that I will be made whole. Faith. Somebody's faith will be boosted this month. Before this month runs to an end, finally, you are getting whole. Says faith provokes the healing power of God that makes whole. Provokes the healing power of God that makes whole. When our faith is in place, you won't need to be asking, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me every day. No. You just know that when you engage some things, then the healing must come. Healing must flow. That woman said, you don't need to pray for me. I just need to touch the hem of your garment. And when everybody heard that, they said, bring everybody out from this city. Touch the hem of his garment. Sir, they just want to touch the hem of your garment. Tonight, the king, the chief healer will visit you in your sleep. Somebody will be made whole tonight in their sleep. What is faith? Number three, faith commits the integrity of God to make good his word. Faith commits the integrity of God to make good his word. When our faith is in place, God's integrity is committed for performance. Faith commits the integrity of God to make good his promise. Luke 1:45. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her. There shall be a performance of what? Of what was told her. The integrity of God is committed to what he said, no matter how impossible it looks. The integrity of God is committed. Take a look at this when it comes to his name. I love how David explained this, King David. How he explained this. The Bible speaking concerning David speaking in Psalm 91, verses 14 to 15. You know, because let's start with this. People care about their name a lot. Because their name, when anything stains their name, it will ruin their reputation. So people care about their names. Now, David said the same thing. The King of Glory cares a lot about his name. Psalm 91, 14 to 15. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He knows my name. That's not all. He shall call upon me and I will answer him and I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver him and honor him. And I will deliver him and honor him because he knows my name. So because he knows my name, he will call on me and I will deliver him. That's how much I value my name. But look at what David said again. Psalm 138 and verse 2. He said, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. You magnified your word above all thy name. In other words, yes, your name is great, but your word is greater. Your word is what gives value to your name. Companies, the only reason companies protect whatever they do is because of their name. So when a company says something, they make sure they want to do it because their name is at stake. Same thing with the King of Glory. He said, why I will value my word more than I value my name? Because if my word is ruined, it has ruined my name. You know what Moses told him? God said to Moses one day, he said, these people, I want to kill all of them. I will kill all of them and I will make your name. I will make another nation out of you. He said, I don't want that. He said, why? He said, because if you kill them now, the people of Egypt will say, so this God is a liar. This God is a liar. He couldn't do what he said he would do. That will tarnish your name. And God said, you are right, too. Glory to God. You are right, too. Glory to God. If his word cannot be trusted, it affects his name. What is faith? Quickly, number four. Faith is the master key to a world of unlimited possibilities. Faith is the master key. Now, you remember the first one we said was faith is an access. Now, faith is not just an access. Faith is the master key. What does the master key do? The master key opens every door. So, which means faith can do anything. It opens every door. Faith opens every door. If it is the master key, it means it can open any door. John 11:40. He said, Jesus said unto her, see thou not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. It has capacity to open any door. Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Faith is the master key. Once you have that key, it opens any door. Any door. The door of health, the door of prosperity, the door of whatever door that is shut. Once faith is in place, it flings any door open. No door will ever be shut against you again. I said no door will ever be shut against you again. But 1 Timothy 3:9 tells us something. This is holding faith. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Which means faith is a mystery. Faith is a mystery. And what makes faith a mystery? Number one, quickly as we round up now. Faith does not wait. Faith does not wait. Faith is in the now. What am I saying? The day our faith comes alive is our day. Faith does not wait. Faith is in the now. And the day our faith comes alive is our day. Every day remains God's day. But the day our faith comes alive is our day. Have you ever noticed, people of God, have you ever noticed that the day you get tired of something is the last day you see that thing? How many understand what I'm talking about? I'm not taking this anymore. It means you are not taking it. Even if the devil is looking at you, we say, this one is serious this time. Why? Because he can see the passion that at which you are saying it. I can't take this. This has to stop now. The day you are tired of anything, it will show to every devil. Somebody is living in your house. It's just siphoning your, eating your food, doing everything. It's not working. It's not ready to work. It's not doing anything. After 6 months, one day you say, get out of my house today. Today is the day you are living. No matter how they prostrate and do anything, that's the day they are living. Because now your mind is made up. Glory to God. Today you are leaving this house. Where am I going? I don't care where you go. You go wherever you want to go. That's the day you leave. The day that faith comes alive, that's your day. God has been ready. God had been ready. He had been ready. He was only waiting for us. But you know, sometimes, you know, I can wait a little bit. It's okay. It's okay. God said, okay, that's your choice. It's okay. When you are ready, come back. But the day you now say enough, that's the day it answers. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a day accepted, and in the day of salvation I have a succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. To get it now, our faith must be in place to receive it now. Proverbs 3. 27 to 28, he says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give thee. When you have it in your hand. If your neighbor comes to you and knocks, hey, neighbor, what do you want? I want I have visitors and I need to cook for them. Please, can I have six eggs? And then you say, okay, don't worry. I will come back tomorrow. He will continue to sleep. You come back tomorrow. But you knock. He says, neighbor. He says, what is it? I need six eggs. And I've been sleepy. It is well. Don't worry. God will bless you. But I'm still here. I'm waiting. Six eggs. 5 minutes later. Go again. What is it? I'm still here and I'm waiting. So that he can sleep, he will bring it. Because he knows there is no sleep that night. Except he comes out and brings it. It is in the now. John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. When they are ready, I will not cast them out. When their faith is full and can be proven, I won't drive them out. But I need to be sure that they have faith. Matthew 11:28-29, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Quickly, one or two examples of those who walked in it. Who said enough? Those who said, hey, my faith is in place now, I need it now. Number one, the paralytic man. The day he believed was his day. Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. And again, he entered into Capernaum, and after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straight away, many were gathered together, in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, born of four. And when they could not come in near to him for the press, they uncovered the roof. The sign of their faith is that we are not coming back here. Because if we come back, it will be the same thing. We need to get to this man. So what are we going to do? Take off the roof. I'm sure the man must have been telling them, look, I don't care how much it's going to cost me, take off the roof. I heard the story of a man after a crusade. He went to people were getting healed and all that, but he didn't get healed. And then he went to the man of God. He said, I was supposed to get healed today. What happened? I know I'm supposed to get healed today. He said, what happened? He said, I'm not leaving until I get healed. And then the man prayed and he got healed. That is to say, it is now. I want it. I'm not coming back. It is now. Somebody will be healed tonight. Amen. Whatever is the desire of your heart, the Lord puts it in your heart tonight. The Bible says in verse 12, and immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went. Number two, blind Bartimaeus. We all know his story. Jesus was ever ready, but he had to ask Bartimaeus, are you ready? He had to ask him, are you ready? Everybody, Jesus said, I'm ready. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David. Then the Bible says Jesus stood still and he said, what do you want? He said, I want to be healed. Okay, according to your faith, be it unto you. Somebody will get healed tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus the Christ. And finally, number three, the last person we will be looking at tonight, the day of the faith, the day the faith of the woman of Canaan came alive, our son received our healing. Or our daughter, or our son received our healing. And behold, Matthew 15:22-28, and behold, the woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. My daughter is grievous, and he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and said, I am not, and saying, send her away, for she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He says, then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, please help me. But he answered and said, no, I'm not, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, that's true, sir. Insult me all you can, but I will not leave until my daughter is healed. I'm not leaving until my daughter is healed. Let me paint a picture of faith to you. Somebody gives you access to the Prime Minister of Canada, and you know you don't, if you see police, you run. Why? Because you have immigration issues. Glory to God. Now you are in the same office with the Prime Minister of Canada, and he's asking you, what can I do for you? He says, sir, I want my immigration thing. He says, well, except you can wait 24 hours because I'm very busy right now. You won't even eat. You that I know, you won't eat. Glory to God. The 24 hours will look like 24 minutes to you. Because you will just sit down there. Now, while you are waiting, some people now come and say, so, sir, you need to step up because we need to clean this. Clean me with this place. Because I ain't going nowhere. He says when he comes, he must meet me here. I'm not leaving for anywhere. Clean me with this place. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Why? Because you know if you step out, it's over. Rise up on your feet. Glory to God. Give God all the praise and all the glory tonight. Give him all the honor and all the adoration. Magnify him and say, Father, I thank you. Because everything is working in my favor this month. My faith is being boosted this month. My faith is taking shape again. My faith is taking shape again. It's taking a new turn. My faith is taking a new turn. And your name only will be exalted. Lift up your voice right now. Begin to pray unto him. Speak to him this evening. Magnify his name and exalt him. Father, we thank you. We worship and exalt your name. In Jesus' most precious name we have given thanks. Before we partake of the communion table tonight, somebody is here that wants to say, Lord, I want to know you as my personal Lord and my Savior. Tonight, if you are doing that, why not? You want to say, Lord, before you can help me, I need to know you. And he needs to know you before he can help you. If he doesn't know you, there is no way you can call him dad. Anywhere something is happening, a daddy will always hear the voice of his son first. As we are seated here right now, if any child cries, whoever the father is, he already knows. Without sin, they know who they are. Oh, that's my daughter. That's my son. They will take style and walk out. Because it's their son's or daughter's voice. But if it is not their son or daughter, they don't know the voice. He will only know your voice if he knows you. Therefore, tonight, you want to say, Lord Jesus, I want you to know me, and I want to know you as my personal Lord and Savior. Why not tonight? Put your right hand on your heart wherever you are. Let me pray with you. Online and on ground, put your right hand on your heart. Quickly, let me pray with you. If you are doing that, repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you tonight just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I am born again. Jesus, marvelous name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. Let the same grace preserve them. Amen. These ones will never go back to perdition again. Amen. They will begin to take root downwards and bear fruit upwards. Amen. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Amen.